Now, after the activities, the workout, if you will, to develop your practice muscle, let's move on to nutrition. As you continue to build your practice muscle, you must feed your practice healthy and positive sustenance. Since your practice emanates from you, make sure you are healthy and positive, your staff is healthy and positive, and your office is healthy and positive. The first step in feeding your practice is to make sure you are getting treated yourself. I treat many doctors, and they often tell me the week before they get treated, their practice dips down a little bit, with patients rescheduling or no-showing. They realize their practice is reflecting their decrease in energy. After they get treated, the practice bumps up. I believe this is because their practice knows they can handle more now. As I said to you, your practice is a living, breathing entity. Note, make sure your patients are aware of this truth regarding their lives. Have them notice how their lives flow better and they become, quote, luckier when they keep their regular appointments with you. After all, it just makes sense that when you are in alignment, your life falls into place also. I sometimes tell patients, well, it's very hard to exceed when you're in pain. Now, importantly, this goes for your staff also. Make sure your staff is getting treated on a regular basis, either by you, which is best, or another doctor. You want your staff energized and singing your praises through first-hand experience. This practice leadership program is based on sincerity and truth. And the truth is that if you and your staff are good patients, you will attract good patients. When you practice what you preach, there is a depth. There is a sincerity that is powerful and unshakable. When you, your staff, and the very walls of your office reverberate this sincerity, you can be assured that you can now stake your claim in having a healing center exactly how you want it. This is how you create the practice you want and your patients need, instead of having insurance companies create your practice in a manner that best suits their needs. So that concludes the nutrition. Let's move on to number 5. Maintain that positive mental attitude for Module 1. Expect the best, and realize if you are doing your best, then know in your heart that things are working out for the best. You absolutely must maintain this positive mental attitude. You cannot build the practice physique you want with a negative attitude filled with doubt and despair. I joined my first gym when I was 13 years old, and I immediately noticed that the people with the best physiques really enjoyed working out. And I used to wonder, did they look good because they like to work out, or did they like to work out because they look good? What do you think? The main point that I want you to take from this observation is that they trained hard, but they were also laughing and joking around and shouting encouragement to others until it was time for them to get serious when it was their turn. This is the attitude you and I should have as we develop our practice to look how we want it to look. Sleek, strong, and durable. Work hard, but be relaxed about it. And if you want to have a great practice, help others to have a great practice, and help your patients to have great lives also. Above all, have a great attitude. Nothing bad can happen by having a positive mental attitude and being optimistic about your success. Be in a good mood, and good things happen. Work as well and as hard as you can. Here's a poem to help you with this working hard attitude and activities. It's called Winning. I have a goal and it dictates my day. Meaningless trifles submerge or are tossed away. My mind is clear and knows what to do. I won't stop at one when for the giving is two. I am certain it is mine, for who deserves it more? Betrayed for it once, I must now even the score. Visions fill my heart's chambers with glory, of victorious battles etched into my life story. The mind runs the body, and I, the mind. I program it for victory, which undoubtedly I will find. For the one who works hardest will be unstoppable. So I must slave and sweat more than was thought possible. Victory must be there, in the air and the food I taste. If victory is not expected, then half-hearted training is a fool-started waste. A loser can become a winner, for everyone is equal. It is the want and the will that separates the champions from lesser people. Let the ignorant scoff as they idle at home. My reward will come when I am seated on the winner's throne.